We just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Hey, what's up, y'all? Floyd here.
Francis.
I got a couple of names. Jello, D'Angelo, Floyd. But this...
D...
is Francis and Floyd. Do we call this like season two?
Yeah, I think we should call it season two because it's a new season, baby.
Season two of the podcast. Baby, you got to talk into the mic.
Okay, here we go.
This place where we are is not soundproof.
Sorry.
So it's going to sound like we're in an opera hall singing. I apologize for the echo, but look, we don't know where we're going to be doing this podcast from because we have to move again.
So just get used to what you're seeing because, you know, we're going to be moving around. We are considered Rolling Stones at this point.
Yeah, at this point. We got to move because our guy DJ Complex, who owns this place, we're renting it out from him.
Yeah, shout out to Complex.
We didn't sign a lease. And that's just because it was like on some homie stuff. And now we got to find a new place to live because he's selling it. Thanks, Complex.
Anybody got a room open?
Anybody?
Like anybody want like...
Anybody.
I mean, we got a dog.
I'm down to move in. Kid. Please.
Please?
I'm dead serious.
I can cook.
Oh, she can't cook. Do we call this season two of the Francis and Floyd podcast?
I think we should call it season two. It's been, what, 2 years since we've been gone?
It has been about 2 years.
It's been 2 years. And that season, we're doing a bunch of different things. We are different now. In 2 years, we are literally, what, collectively like 145 pounds now?
All together.
Right?
And I mean, physically, we look different a little bit.
And spiritually, we are like on a completely different level. So we have like new things to talk about. This is season two.
Yeah, that's fact. So we're going to call it season two. We stopped at episode six for season one. This is season two, okay?
Okay.
We're moving on. me and my wife, Frances over here, we've been discussing this vasectomy, and I'm like really considering getting the vasectomy done. But I'm a little scared, and I'm going to be honest. Let me just start by saying the reason why I want to get it is, like, she's losing her mind.
Just a little bit, y'all.
She has, what is it called, an IUD, right, babe?
Yeah, I got an IUD, but I think like over the years of having an IUD for 20 years, different IUDs, it's literally caused my hormones to be all over the place. And I think we're at the stage where somebody said pre-menopause.
You're only 39, babe.
They said pre-menopause?
But the thing is, she was born premature. How much did you weigh?
1 pound, 2 ounces, 27 weeks.
So she was born premature, so maybe she's starting menopause early.
Yeah, I basically had...
I ain't trying to put your business out there like that. Well,
you
know, like
if you think about it logically, this is what I thought. I had, and this is probably a lot, I had my period at a younger age. I was more in like the 9, 10-year-old, and there's a lot of women who have theirs earlier, you know, versus waiting until 13 or 14. So I think I got 5 years on all these other women.
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to... I get hot, I get cold. I'm happy, and then I'm angry. And it's like clockwork. So.
And everything I do is wrong.
Always.
I can't do nothing right. She could write me a list. I go to the grocery store. I could wash the dishes, do the laundry. I could mop the floor.
I don't know.
I could do anything. Rub her feet or whatever. Get her favorite Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
It's wrong, even if
I get her ice cream.
It just depends on the week.
Yeah.
Okay? If a certain type of week of the month, just avoid me.
Yeah.
At all costs.
Yeah, I try. I try my best because wifey's a little crazy. But that's the thing. The reason I want to get the vasectomy is so I want her body, I want to show that I respect your body, first of all.
Oh, I appreciate it.
And I know you have the protection because we have discussed not having kids and we've been talking about not having more kids for years. But I don't know if that thing inside of you is causing any hormonal problems.
Right.
And I don't want to be the cause of that. So it's like, look, a hysterectomy is so much more difficult for her.
I'm not doing that.
And it also will take away the ability for her to ever reproduce. I can get a vasectomy, and if we ever down the line, which we probably won't, but if we ever down the line, think about having another child, and we want to be 70 chasing a five-year-old.
Yeah, with bad knees and stuff.
It's reversible.
Yeah.
So I just want my wife to like have the most normal hormonal changes so that we...
cannot
can continue to be married.
just being real.
Yo, she be going crazy.
I don't know, y'all. If y'all got any tips or, you know, advice for hormones, send it this way, you know. But I appreciate that, babe, because this topic has always been such a big topic for me, because I low key go up and down with the thoughts of wanting to have another child. I don't know why. It's bizarre. 20 years it's been since we've had a kid, a small child. But there's something that like holds me back from him wanting him to get one. And I don't know if it's just selfishness, because I'm like,
yo, low key, I thought it was she didn't want me to ever be able or have the ability to have a child with another person.
Facts.
So she's trying to get me sniffed and chipped and clipped and castrated.
I ain't gonna get me no Rashida. Ain't no one finna have a baby on me.
That's Rashida, off from Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah. Uh-huh, nah, not
Kirk was out there slanging and then dangling.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. I used to think that, but then as I mature and you grow up, you realize it's not really about that. And I can even if that were true, I can understand that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, wait a minute, you ain't have a baby with me all these years, and you gonna just go have a baby with Angela? Like,
not
I just made that name up. I don't.
Yeah,
there is no Angela.
Yeah, Angela.
I just made that up. I'm just giving you a person. but I get that. I get that. My main concern though, babe, like, I know a couple people, and I ain't gonna say no names, but I know a couple of people that have gotten a vasectomy. So a couple of these guys just feel like, it feels to me like they lost something. Like there's something within them that doesn't exist.
Like their manhood?
Not necessarily manhood, because they're still responsible. They take care of their business. They do what they need to do, but it's just like something's missing. What? It's like a sequel.
Like some testosterone?
Like, you know how you watch a movie, a classic, an iconic classic movie, and you're like, okay, and then the dumb studio decide, oh, we're going to make a sequel, because they're running out of ideas for movies. Yeah. And then the sequel is like a complete dud.
So you think people are running around here with like a sequel that's like kind of
like the movie is cool, but it's not the first one.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they're, I don't know.
But however, I do know someone that's gotten it, and they seem to be handling it just fine.
Do you really think you're about to lose your manhood?
I don't know. Can I?
Just because we sniffed the dog and the dog changed does not mean that you're going to change.
I know. I mean,
right?
I know. But I haven't gotten a vasectomy. Anybody that's gotten it, can you please tell me if you feel like you just lost a step? Like, you don't feel like yourself. The sequel of you is very present. Please help me.
I don't know. I've heard that was like not true.
I don't know. My phone keeps going off in the background. This is live. My Instagram.
You're supposed to put your phone on do not disturb.
I know. Sorry about that.
You're the radio guy. You should know better than that.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to get it together. It's been a minute since we've done a podcast, though.
I know.
It's been a minute. And we're currently at 7 minutes and 51 seconds. And I'm wondering, this was just going to be like an introduction to us coming back.
We started talking about your penis and snipping it.
What are you talking about? Why? You can't say penis. This is on YouTube.
Penis is not a good word?
I don't think it is.
I think you can say it.
Can you say it?
Don't even say it.
Because I don't want us to get flagged on YouTube.
Well, it's not even that. It's scrotum.
You can't say scrotum?
Can you say scrotum?
You should be able to say scrotum on YouTube. Isn't that the technical term?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, y'all be penis. So sensitive over the words, man.
I literally got flagged for saying role play.
They teach this on a collegiate level, college level, that these are the names of these organs, and scrotum is the name that's in the book.
Wait, speaking of, so let's get back to the vasectomy, because I'm taking you off point.
You are. See, it's your fault.
I wanted to share something with you, and I don't know if this was bad of me as a mother to say this to my child, but I told Aaron to get a vasectomy. Aaron is our son. He's 20
You're
years
telling
old.
Me about this.
And I'm sorry, but I'm a woman. But women and it's really hard not to say this.
No, spit it out.
These women, they stay out here skeezing. And my son is not about to get trapped. And I feel like there's like a big movement of women just looking for men to attach themselves to get to the bag. And you're not about to get to the bag with my grandchildren and my son. And so I literally was like, hey, son, if you're worried about having kids, because he's very worried about dating and doing all this stuff.
He's literally traumatized by watching his dad.
Yeah.
He's traumatized.
We both had children at young age. I got pregnant at 18.
Yeah,
me
too.
He got pregnant at 18. And literally our whole lives were dedicated to raising children for the last 20 years. So he's very traumatized about that. And I'm like, okay with like telling him, you should get a vasectomy. You literally should get a vasectomy. And then when you are at your stage in life where you have the mental, the financial, hey, if she's the right one and you've made her your wife, go get it reversed. Mm-hmm. Go get it reversed. If you can't afford to get it reversed, you can't afford to have children, period.
That's smart.
Period.
That's smart.
Okay. A lot of us had kids at 18 with $0, with zero guidance. You have a chance to not go through that. So I would say get a vasectomy.
That's smart. That's right? Smart. And like the kids, my kids watch us have raised children at 18 years old. We were kids raising kids. So our teenage years, our childhood got cut short very, very fast. And our kids just watched us as kids do. And we were kids who didn't really have the right foundations. Mm-mm. And I'm sure the things that they saw us having to do to survive was like, man, I don't want to go through that. And I get it, because we saw the same thing from our parents, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, you don't have to stop dating.
Yeah.
You don't have to be afraid of that. But
he's just traumatized a little bit. And I can't even be mad at him. But I think that's a genius idea. Because if you can't afford to reverse it, then you probably shouldn't be having children to begin with.
Let me tell you, that deductible and the way that insurance is set up. Speaking of bills, I just got a bill in the mail for just a quick physical.
Yeah.
$200.
For a physical.
For a physical.
Now imagine having a baby.
All she did, just do this, do some that. She didn't even do anything crazy. Yeah. $200. So yeah.
That's the real reason why I don't want no more kids. I'm being honest.
Say he moves to a different state. Say I move to a different state and we accidentally get pregnant. Abortion laws, okay? If you're sick, even dying, and you need an abortion because you medically need it, you're out of luck, buddy.
Right.
So you can just prevent all this shushmortion talk and all this craziness by just getting a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Help save women and children.
So I'm going to help save my wife. I'm going to help save our life, our relationship, our marriage. I don't think there's anything she could really do to cause me to not want to be around, but I just want it to be pleasurable. You know, I can tolerate the attitudes and stuff. I get that. I was raised in a lioness pride. I was raised around women. So I understand attitudes. I'm talking women from Chicago, women. And when they see this, they know what I'm talking about. But you get around these women long enough, you learn just how to process it. Hey, man, just shut up and do your thing and try not to cause any problems.
I've given
them
tips like on the week before. I'm like, hey, no jokes. We're not playing jokes.
Yeah, she.
No
funny stuff.
don't say anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just smile and say hi.
So here's the deal. So it's, what is it? 3 weeks out of the month, it's normal wife. No.
Now you have
3 weeks, but it's weird. The first 2 weeks, oh man.
He's an expert at the cycle now.
My best friend is here. We're in heaven together. It's beautiful, right? So the first 2 weeks are amazing, and then the third week happens. And I don't know who the hell she is. Like, I don't know.
I don't even know who I am.
Her face changes. Like, her expressions change. Her eyes, the way she looks at you changes. Everything changes. And I can't say nothing. I can't even say, baby, would you like some water?
Please, it's not that bad.
It's that bad. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about.
No, he plays too much.
You know what I'm talking about.
And if y'all know him, he plays too much.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay? We're not going to pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about. That week is like literally the bane of my existence as a man. And I don't have a man cave to run to. And we very much are attached to one another.
You can run to the other bathroom.
So if I leave and go somewhere, she tripping. Yeah. She doesn't want me to leave or go anywhere, especially not at this time. Like, leave the first 2 weeks. This week, you need to be here. And then when she goes, when Aunt Flo shows up, oh, she's back. It's like my wife arrives. And it sucks because I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing, but she's happy.
We're friends.
But we can't really do what we do during that week, but that's a give or take. I'll take that. I will take that. But them first 2 weeks are amazing. The third week, I don't know who she is. And while we're doing this episode, she's in her third week, just so y'all know.
Yeah, I am.
Should we move on?
I'm already getting
irritated. Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to move on. Listen, this is first episode, season 2, Francis and Floyd podcast. Follow us, Francis and Floyd. Francis...
Okay,
I got braces. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, he got braces.
I got braces, so it's a little difficult sometimes for me to talk because I got big lips and the little metal brackets get caught in my lips. So, baby, tell me, please.
You follow us. Instagram, Francis and Floyd. I'm already messing up, see?
Yeah.
YouTube.
Wait, hold on. Let me go to
come on, because we got
we haven't
like,
done this in
maybe
a while.
There's an underscore.
We haven't done this in a while.
Maybe
hold
there's
on.
An underscore I'm missing.
Yeah,
you know?
There is. Because
I'm just going to tell you Francis
so it's
and Floyd.
Francis underscore Floyd underscore.
That's for Instagram.
On Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we also have a YouTube page, and it's probably exactly the same.
It's the same thing. Just search Francis Floyd podcast or Francis and Floyd podcast on all social media platforms.
Up. All right.
All right. We love y'all.
I'm happy to be back. This is like kind of getting acclimated to the whole thing.
We're back.
You know?
How do we end it? Do we remember how to end it? Should we just say
bye? No, you used to have like little...
I know, I don't have none of that set. None of that set up.
None of that.
We're just literally just taking this out of a box and doing it right now. I have none of that set up. No sound effects.
I mean, that's it, y'all.
Wait, do I have any sound effects? Let's see what I got. Oh, I got a round of applause. What else I got?
Cheese said.
Nope, that ain't it. I use this for my radio show too, so I got a bunch of other stuff on here. But,
oh, yeah.
Hey. Oh,
okay.
I didn't know we had the instrumental in the back. It's like that. Francis and Floyd is back. We right back. Get back. One, two. Everybody know when they watch the video on Fist of Flow Freestyle. Meanwhile, you're sitting at the house and you're watching this. It's like, oh, wow, they're back. Francis and Floyd, that's what I'm making noise. Everybody know we with the boys and the girls and the men and the women. Everybody bring it back. We all family and do it like that. One, two. One, two. How to sneeze. Everybody know, homeboy, I'm on my knees saying, please, follow us.
Oh my God.
No, not for real. Please follow us. Francis underscore Floyd.
You just freestyle.
Underscore
that.
On Instagram, Francis Floyd Podcast, all over social media and Facebook. You like that freestyle, baby?
I love that. Hey, I think we found a new niche for you.
I'm walking around.
We love you guys.
Bye, y'all.